So the Mishnah points out in Daf Nun Amud Beis at the beginning of the sixth parak as follows. Kone Sil Nadir. A person brings in his son, his sheep, a flock of sheep, into a corral. Venol Bifonei Karo, when he tries to lock up the gate on the sheep, Karo, what he like was appropriate to be done. In other words, he does the basic bare minimum level of a shmira that's necessary. The Gemara is going to comment on that towards the beginning of the Gemara as well. The Yotze, the Hizik, and some of the sheep, or one of the sheep, it doesn't really matter, get out, they leave, they exit that corral, the Hizik, and they cause a damage. Potter, the Balabayas, or the Bala sheep, the Balatzon, is going to be potter from paying for any nezik. Rashi points out the simple Svara, the Hanatra, because the person did a Shmira, my heavy, the Mevra, what should he have done? He basically did the as much as he possibly could have, done, and the person is going to be potter from any responsibilities of Hezek. Now, you might have discussed this morning that there's a well-known chakir that's discussed by some of the achronim. It comes up in various places in Rishonim over here as well. One of them being this Rashi, the famous chakir regarding the chiyuv of why it is, understanding the nature of why it is that a person's chayiv to pay tashlumin when his property, when his animals, etc., or mazik other things. That is a famous discussion of Shimon Shkup. There's one side of the chakir we'll explain, the more logical, I guess, that most people would have assumed, is that a person has a responsibility to be shomer his animals, to be shomer his property, to make sure that your stuff is basically safe and not going out and damaging and doing anything wrong. You have a responsibility to watch out for yourself, for your property, keep everything nice and safe and sound. If a person was poshe, if a person was negligent in that shmir, he did something wrong, he wasn't responsible, so he becomes chayiv to pay basically as a punishment for the mistake, that not the mistake, but for the negligence that he had, right? If a person did something wrong, you weren't shomer, you were negligent, so you have to pay the price for that, literally in the form of tashlumen for the nezek, right? That being the case, and that scheme, and that way of looking at things, the shmira is not really the mechayiv, is not really the reason why you're going to be potter. The reason why you're chayiv to pay for the tashlumin is, of course, the negligence, right? You weren't shomer properly. Reb Shimon points out that there was a flip side of the coin, though, which many Rishonim seem to adhere to say that that's absolutely not true in the slightest bit. That the starting assumption is that anything that happens under your control, any of your property, any of your anything, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Your name?
I know the name of the clip, but
okay, that's good.
Oh, this is Rabbi Buckley's share in the morning.
That's true.
Alright, so this is Rabbi Gordon's share at night.
That's also true.
Alright, how many are you supposed to have? I count there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And 10.
10, right?
There you go. That's also true.
Ten.
We got 10. 10.
That's it. What do I care about the names? Just to get your names. You are?
Toby Schuyler.
Toby?
Skyer.
Skyer, where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thomas Siegelman, Edison, New Jersey.
Edison. Another Siegel.
Siegelman.
Huh?
Siegelman.
Siegelman. Okay.
Boris Cat.
Retired. Yeah. All Siegels so far. Then we'll be. Not the Levian. Not the Levian, right. Next, if the Boris Cat.
You're the Kaminer.
Kaminer. Yeah, the Kaminer.
Yeah, my brother's
here. Ah, very nice. Next.
Daniel Fishman.
Fishman.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Very good.
David Shekhtigan, Woodmere.
Shekhtigan?
Shekhtigan.
Shekhtigan, kind of like the city you live in. You're from Woodmere.
That's right.
Very nice. Yes, sir?
Avi Starchell.
Starchell from?
Muncie. Steve Narowitz.
Narowitz, another brother.
I'm the last one, don't worry. I four older ones.
I just was by a wedding of both of your brothers.
Yeah? Oh, right. What was his name? Kirsch, right?
Kirsch, right. The brother sang, actually. Very
yeah,
happy.
I heard you really was up.
That was significant.
Yeah, he said he couldn't do it.
I said, he's not going to make it up. He started too high. And he did it. Yes, sir?
Hanan Blumenblatt.
From?
Long Beach, New York.
Did it off Long Beach. I used to go to Long Beach. Is somebody else from Long Beach yet?
Not that I don't know.
I spoke to another guy from Long Beach.
Could be. I don't really know anybody from Long Beach.
Right. Okay, yes, sir. Next.
Gabriel Ursi.
Also Long Beach, California.
Gabriel Ursi.
You're Ursi's brother. Mm-hmm. Very good. That's from both of us. Okay, how's he doing?
He's good. He's a Landers.
All right. Landers Shmuel.
Landers.
Landers. Oh, makes more sense. Very good. Enjoy, guys.
Be well. Okay.
See y'all.
when crying baby out there. Okay, so as we were saying, just to get moving again, once again, there was a flip side to the coin.